Yesterday, Governor Larry Hogan announced new steps designed to speed up the state's rollout of COVID-19 vaccines. And as WYPR's Rachel Bay reports, he also moved additional groups closer to the front of the line, including education workers and adults over the age of 75.
The latest state data show that just under 77,000 Marylanders have received the vaccine, representing about 28% of the doses Hogan said have been distributed to healthcare providers.
Bad news is it's not going as fast as anyone wants, and I'm not going to be happy until we're done.
To explain the delays, Hogan laid out the vaccine distribution process during Tuesday's press conference. Each week, the state places an order with the federal government for doses, which are shipped directly to the healthcare providers who administer them.
It is the federal contract with CVS and Walgreens that's responsible for our nursing homes. Maryland hospitals are the ones who are doing their own staffs, and our 24 county health departments are receiving their doses directly for their own health department staffs and their county's first responders.
He said some hospitals and local health departments are administering vaccines faster than others. The slowest hospital has only given out 16% of its doses. Hogan also blamed bad data. For example, he said he spoke with the head of CVS on Tuesday,
who said that they had actually done nearly twice as many vaccinations in Maryland as are being reported, that they are now working with our team to correct data reporting issues, that they had not entered the data into our system yet.
That lack of data makes it difficult to know where there are problems in the rollout process. So, Hogan signed an executive order requiring providers to report vaccines within 24 hours. And the state is instituting a new use it or lose it policy.
No doses should be sitting in freezers, going unused, waiting while others are in need of more. Either use the doses that you have been allocated or they will be redirected to another facility or provider.
Meanwhile, the Maryland National Guard will give local health departments logistical support. The governor also announced some changes to who can get vaccines when.
Vaccinations will also soon be underway for all law enforcement agencies, correctional officers, and judiciary staff.
The next phase, Phase 1B, will include all adults age 75 and older. It will also include people with developmental disabilities and teachers, childcare, and other educational workers.
We anticipate the state being able to move into Phase 1B at the end of January.
Then in March comes Phase 1C, which will include adults age 65 and older.
And workers in additional critical sectors, including grocery stores, public transit, agricultural production, and manufacturing.
Phase 2 will include more essential workers and younger adults with underlying health conditions that put them at greater risk if they get COVID-19. Jinlene Chan, the state's Deputy Health Secretary for Public Health Services, warned Marylanders against signing up to get a vaccine before it's their turn.
The unauthorized use of these private registration links that are intended for someone else and directed towards healthcare workers, really, it takes spots away from our healthcare heroes.
Chan promised that more Marylanders will be able to get their vaccines eventually. At the current pace, Hogan said he expects the state to have enough doses for about 30% of the state's population by the end of May. I'm Rachel Bay, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.